Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Contact Monica at MonicaMatthews.com or on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk.
Life, love, and liberty. It's Monica Matthews.
Happy Thursday to you, coronavirus overcomers. COVID-19 overcomers. I'm back. I am hidden out somewhere in the North Georgia mountains. I decided to get the heck out of the city where my house is at capacity because I've managed to wrangle my 23-year-old into not flying across the country with her boyfriend. So now I have the great fortune of hosting both of them in my home, which is fine with me, always a mama. So over 1,000 deaths now in the United States. I am not going to spend your time and my breath scaring you to death with numbers. I'm just not going to do it. Another reason why I decided to get away was because, you know, living at 50,000 feet above the fray has a lot of perks, not only to my mind and my spirit, but my body, which is why I'm always telling you guys to be careful about how much you're taking into your ears and your eyes. Those are your responsibility. Those are your gates, spiritually speaking. What you let in does affect you. If you're living in a bunch of fear, it does not help you at all. I tell you what should not really scare you, but should hopefully just, you know, on some level, really tick you off. Because it reminds you that at the end of the day, boy, I hate that saying, we really are essentially like subjects of a runaway government. $75 million for public television and radio. $25 million for the Kennedy Center, which the president ardently defended yesterday. $75 million for the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm an artist. Sorry, this isn't the time. $75 million for the National Endowment for the Humanities. I mean, when you think about how many people this could have helped, I haven't even gone into the refugees, not only stateside, but in foreign countries. Not to mention illegals. My own state is sending out over 6 million absentee ballots. I mean, I want to stop for a moment. As I'm preparing to listen to the president's update on COVID-19 today, I want to share a conversation that I had with a very dear friend of mine today, who is a very reasonable person, also a fellow pilot. Of course, I'm a pilot in training. He's been flying for over 35 years. But we were talking about, you know, he's a former FBI agent, and I really wanted to get kind of to the crux of, all right, let me get into your brain and see what you think about all of this. Because now that I've had a moment to pull myself away, my perspective is a little different, and I have the ability to compartmentalize, which is something I do very well, until it's just too much. And I think most of you feel the same way, that we've had a lot coming at us for, you know, just the past 2 weeks. It's just been one thing after another. And deaths, everybody's dying. We've got Cuomo pretending to be the president every morning with a news press, with a press release. A press conference, rather, on television. He takes up about 45 minutes of your time. And he's usually criticizing the president, the Fed's response to his need and his state, and something that they should have begun to mitigate as soon as the bell was tolled. But he didn't, and neither did de Blasio. So now they are truly the epicenter and the hot spot of the country. I do believe, by virtue of the steps taken by other states, that we're not likely going to see the likes of what we've seen in New York. Although New Yorkers have been spreading out across the country, primarily Florida. So DeSantis will certainly have, some fun times ahead of him. But I will tell you, our conversation today was interesting from two people who compartmentalize really well and who also love to fly. Shared a story about nearly flying himself right into the ground upon disorientation in a cloud. If you're a pilot, you know that this is something that can absolutely take you out. And most pilots who flip out in the midst of flying through a cloud do not recover once you are headed into that death spiral of the plane. And it wasn't until he realized that he was trying to get the plane to do something that it wasn't created to do. He was wrangling the plane. He was reacting and responding, not because that was his training to respond in that way, but because that was his own reasoning and understanding. It was counterintuitive to simply allow the plane to fly, because that's what the plane was designed to do, was to fly. This country and our system was designed to capitalize. It was designed to prosper. The president said it for the past 3 days. This nation was not built to sit idle, whether because of famine, war, pestilence. That's not what this country was designed to do. That is not how we've built this nation. Many of you agree with him and are extraordinarily frustrated with the fact that our entire economy has been shut down. For all intents and purposes, the United States of America is on hold. I just saw where a prominent chain, I want to say it's the Hyatt here in Atlanta, has decided to shut its doors for 2 months. And I find myself asking, you know, how much is an overcorrection? How much is us trying to wrangle through a situation predicated upon sheer panic and hysteria? I don't know. What do you think? You can sound off about this on my website at monicamatthews.com. I have an open mic feature. I'd love to hear from you. Love to get some of your sound. Keep in mind that I will be able to use that sound whether on my show live or on future podcasts. So, and it is public, but I'm happy to hear from you. I love giving you the opportunity to tell me what you think about this. I mean, wow, talk about opportunists. I mean, the state of Georgia has been up in arms about the appointed Senator Kelly Loeffler, about her alleged, you know, profiteering off of pending doom on the nation. Dare I say her account managers justifiably deserve a raise after what I've seen with teleconferencing and their stocks in the past 24 hours. Good choice, Senator Loeffler or her advisors. But, you know, all of those are accusations that she will have to answer for or not. Who knows? But when you think about what the Democrats have done in light of profiting, in light of just their whole propagandizing, is that a word? I don't know. It's a Monica word now, Monicaism. But just their, it's sick. Oh, this is a great opportunity for us to do this, 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 and this. And what that comes from is desperation. Think about that. When you start gambling with someone, it's like a Kathy Bates moment, right? Where, you know, misery, where that poor dude sitting there with a block between his legs, she's getting ready to hack through his kneecaps and, you know, okay, tell me you love me. And he's like, okay, I'll tell you I love you, I'll tell you I love you. They hold the purse strings. They know that. And you know what, America? The only reason they hold the purse strings, not only as a matter of function of the House, but we allowed our house to become occupied by enemies of liberty and enemies of the United States. And I don't say that hyperbolically. I will say hats off to my governor. I know we are hosting my radio station, 95.5 FM WSB Radio out of Atlanta, Georgia, and Channel 2, WSB Channel 2 Television will host a town hall this evening with the governor and the mayor of Atlanta and others. I'm sure he'll be answering a lot of questions. He has really held his ground in light of a lot of frantic calls for him to call in the National Guard, shut everything down, make a statewide, you know, quarantine and shelter in place. And he's like, no, not going to do that. The shotgun toting in the back of his truck pointing at the boy who could, you know, date his girlfriend, his daughter. That guy is the one who said, no, we're not going to succumb to the panic of this, because we have economies and we have people in rural areas of the state who are not affected by this. We have a few hot spots in Georgia, the city, but Fulton County is the county I live in. Clearly we've got, you know, it's where the city, that's where the Atlanta airport. Actually, I'm not sure if they're partly in Fulton or part in Clayton, probably a little bit of both. No, actually Fulton, but they, you know, we're an international airport. We're the busiest airport in the world, not the country. So if we thought we were going to get away unscathed, that's just kind of silly. But he's decided not to punish the rest of the state because of a few hot spots in urban areas. And I respect that. I'm grateful for that. I have a little city just north of me who's, you know, they're on a curfew. Predominantly white, affluent. You know, I'm like, what are you guys afraid of your surrounding neighbors? I mean, the place was a ghost town as it was. What are you expecting? Like rioting and looting? I mean, this is Brookhaven, Georgia. You know what this is, folks? This is a prime opportunity for people to campaign. That's all it is. If you want to see how your politicians are responding, just know that if they're responding with angst and with frantic, like a little schoolgirl, just pay attention to the pending, to the upcoming flyers that that'll be shoved into your mailboxes ad nauseum, promoting how well they handled the global pandemic of COVID-19. Vote for John Ernst. I mean, I'm serious. Like, come on. Really? A curfew? I mean, no. Most of the restaurants were shut down anyway. It was a ghost town without having to have a curfew implemented. But this is the world in which we live. So I really hope you guys are taking your peace. Remember, whether it's in your personal life or your professional life or politically, you know, holding things loosely is a real, not only was there a fabulous 38 special song about holding on to things loosely and letting things, and you know, you're able to do that when you have confidence and when you have faith. When you have faith, you're able to rise above the fray, look down with the 50,000 foot view and compartmentalize and see what needs to be handled first. So let's all make a promise to ourselves. Can we do that? Let's just promise that for the next 24 hours, we are going to do the next right thing. All right. Until tomorrow, you can find me at Monica On Air Talk on Twitter, MonicaMatthews.com. And I'd love to hear from you and your sound off on my website. It's the only place you can do that. You can sign up for my podcast as well on iTunes and Stitcher. You can share my work with others on Facebook, and InstaScam and the Twitters. I really appreciate it whenever you guys do that. Thank you so much for all of your kind words on Twitter. I love you guys as much as you love me. I'm very grateful to have you in my life at the moment and always, especially during, you know, times of seeming crises. It's good to know that we have each other's back. So thanks for the humor. Thank you for the compliments. Thank you for sharing my work. I look forward to us coming out of this and continuing to spend our time together on the airwaves and other mediums as well. And hey, you can find me at Facebook on Moni Matthews, MoniMatthews. Remember to be good to your neighbor, beginning where? In your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, do what? like one.